It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, technical editor Kara Pace and educator Lori Fisher. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Good morning, everybody. And yes, this is Dana Rodriguez, not a mysterious stranger. I have a cold, so I will be using my low, sexy voice today. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to have a lot of fun over the course of the hour, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So what we are looking for is your participation. So feel free to call. It's a good time to call early in the show. I can safely say that to you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134, or a toll-free number, yes, believe it or not, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be taking questions on just about every subject. We're not going to put any guardrails in the way until we come to those terrible questions we shouldn't be getting about sports and rock and roll. And also, I want to remind you that we do have an email address, which you can use during the show, or actually you can use it anytime, but you can use it during the show if you want to communicate. We'd love to talk to you on the phone, by the way. So we hope you'll call first, but if you can't get through or are shy or whatever, then you can use the email. That's fine. And that address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show today, also at kalw.org. And, of course, it'll be on other places, too, like Apple and Google and whatever. But go to KLW first. That would be appreciated. Okay. One more reminder about our phone numbers, 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. We do urge you to call soon. We really do. But we do, first of all, we want to talk to you. So that's the way the show works. Okay, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Kara Pace can name several San Francisco drag queens. She's not running for mayor, though.
You should be.
Perhaps. Along with everyone else who loves baseball, Lori Fisher is thinking about Willie Mays. Incredible in so many ways. May he rest in peace.
Indeed. And the first day of summer is an exciting time for you sunseekers. But our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is more of a first day of winter kind of fellow.
That's right.
Yeah.
I am a first day of winter person. And we'll begin the questioning with Kara Pace.
Okay. So I've done this before. I'm doing this again. I'm going to give you the name of a character in a movie and the title of that movie. Your job is to figure out who played that character and then to identify the television show in which that person starred as the title character. So if I said Larry Lonesome Rhodes in A Face in the Crowd, you'd recognize it as the role played by
Andy Griffith.
There we go. And then you would answer Matlock. That's right. Because he starred in that show as the title character Matlock. And you would not answer Andy Griffith's show because there's no title character in that series. The main character was named Andy Taylor. Okay. Ooh, so those are the rules. Ooh. So I've got, how many do I have? I have eight names for you. So get ready to write. The first one is Luigi in Cars and all its sequels. So Cars 2, etc. Luigi. The second one is Milo Dean from the Skeleton Twins. Number three is Lars Thorwald from the movie Rear Window. Lars Thorwald in Rear Window. Number four is Assistant DA Peter Lowenstein from Body Heat. Assistant DA Peter Lowenstein from Body Heat. Number five is Kathy Morningside. She is a character from Miss Congeniality, Kathy Morningside. Number six is juror number five in 12 Angry Men. Orioles fan juror number five in 12 Angry Men.
Did you say Orioles fan?
Orioles fan. 12 Angry Men, juror number five. Number seven is Vera Charles from MAME. Vera Charles from MAME. And keep in mind, this is the movie MAME. And finally, Heimdall from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So many, many movies attached to the character Heimdall. So again, Luigi in Cars and all its sequels, Milo Dean in The Skeleton Twins, Lars Thorwald from Rear Window, Assistant DA Peter Lowenstein in Body Heat, Kathy Morningside in Miss Congeniality, juror number five in 12 Angry Men. He is an Orioles fan. Vera Charles from MAME and Heimdall from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Two each. Up to two each.
Go ahead, Lori.
Well, I know one for sure, I think, and the rest are guesses. So Lars Thorndahl, I believe, was Raymond Burr, who ended up playing Perry Mason.
I would also have accepted Ironsides. And yes, that is correct. That's
fair enough. Ironsides. Okay.
Perry Mason also counts. So yes, that's about.
Yeah, it should. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Dana.
So just a little point of clarification. So the Vera Charles you're looking for is from the musical version of MAME, right? Not the anti-MAME.
Yeah. 1974.
Okay. All right. The one with Lucille Ball then. And then that would be B. Arthur. Is that right? Yes, B. Arthur.
And so we need to know.
Yes, she was in what show was she in?
She was
Was one of the Golden Girls, but I don't know. Does that count?
I don't think so. It's not a name of a character, right?
Well, technically, she would be a title character of that, but I'll half allow it. But you should have something more for me there. I feel like you know this.
Something more B. Arthur-ish, huh?
Well, she was in that one, but the Golden something when they ran a hotel.
No, she wasn't in Golden Palace. That's why I changed it to Golden Palace.
Joanne got it. It's Maud.
Maud.
There we go. Maud, of course.
There you go. Okay.
So nice tag team effort there, Dana.
Dana, who was juror number five? Who was an Orioles?
I'm thinking, but I think it's is it Jack Warden?
He was in it.
And is it Jack Warden, Kira?
Well,
no, it's not Jack Warden.
And is it Ed Begley? No,
we got to go through
an Orioles fan.
Yeah.
It wasn't Henry Fonda, that's fair. And then ended up having a TV series. Ooh.
Yeah, I have to think about that. Okay.
Me too.
And would you just go over the list once more, please?
Sure. Luigi in Cars and its sequels, Milo Dean in The Skeleton Twins, Assistant DA Peter Lowenstein in Body Heat, Kathy Morningside in Miss Congeniality, juror number five in 12 Angry Men, and Heimdall from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Milo Dean and the Skeleton Twins, is that the one that was in The Last Man on Earth?
Will Forte, no.
No, all right, okay. All right.
No, that's MacGruber. Oh, that would have been a good one. I wish I thought of that.
And the assistant DA in Body Heat, we should know that too. I wanted to say it's Peter Coyote, but I don't think so.
No, he's the one, he's the DA in the other one, the one with...
Basic Instinct. Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. We don't know.
Oh, Chris has emailed and says that juror number five is Jack Klugman, Quincy.
Quincy.
Quincy is correct. I would also have accepted The Odd Couple or Harris Against the World. A well-known show, Harris Against the World.
All right. There we go. Okay. Oh, and Luigi, this is from Kelly. Luigi was played by Tony Shalhoub as Monk.
That is all correct. Luigi in Cars and its sequels is Tony Shalhoub, who was the title character Monk.
Good job. Good
nice
job.
Nice job.
Very nice.
Chris and Kelly, I think you said.
Yes. And, fantastic. Okay. And Laura, you go ahead, please.
All right. Well, I happened to be in New York last week when the Tony Awards happened, and I didn't go to them, but had a lot of excitement about them in New York. And I have a question based on that to see if it makes sense. I am looking for the best actor or actress in a musical in the starring role.
Was this just a coincidence, by the way, or were you expecting something?
It was just a coincidence.
Oh, okay.
And five different leading parts have been nominated five different times for the best actor or actress in a musical. So it'd be, for instance, Henry Higgins or Maria in West Side Story or Nathan Detroit. But none of those are the right answer, obviously. So I'm looking for three different plays in which the lead character in a musical was nominated, obviously, the when it was first on, and then in the revivals. All super well-known roles. And question makes sense.
Yeah. Did you say these were musicals or they're not musicals?
They're all musicals.
They're all musicals.
Yeah.
Five times?
Three different times. So three different musicals. Yeah. At least one man, at least one woman, and then we'll figure out the others. So we're looking for three different roles, right?
How many times have they been nominated each?
Five.
You said five. That was the five. Okay.
Is there a Rodgers and Hammerstein show on that list?
Let me see. Yes.
So I'll try for Oklahoma then.
No, not Oklahoma.
All right.
You'd think.
Huh. Okay. So you're not asking for the names of the people who were nominated.
Well, if you get them, we'll run through the names just for fun. I'm looking for the shows. The names they're not obscure at all. They're really famous people. It would have 15 answers. So we'll see how many we get. But let's get the role in the show.
How about Annie Get Your Gun?
No, that's another good one. I think it's been nominated three times, but I'm looking for five.
Oh, Cabaret?
No, not that's Cabaret good. Either. Yeah. Because you would think that, you know,
whoever he's called.
Yeah. I think they're three times, including the current one.
All right. I'll go over the whole thing once more.
Okay. I'm looking for three different musicals in which the lead role was nominated five different times for best actor or actress in a musical. And it would be like Henry Higgins and My Fair Lady or Nathan Detroit or Maria. And one's a Rodgers and Hammerstein show and the rest aren't. All super well-known shows.
Okay, good. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We do hope you're enjoying the show. We do hope you will give us a call because we would love to hear from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Our panel today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teacher at Dabo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right, let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you both.
And I have a guess on the Milo Dean question.
Please.
Wasn't he played by Bill Hader?
Who was?
Who was Barry in Barry.
Very nice. That is correct. That is correct. And also a fantastic movie. If you have not seen it or heard of it, Skeleton Twins, so good. I'm so glad you got that. Thank you.
And both of the stars were amazing. So I have a quick question for you all that's appropriate to this time of the year. Not summer, not heat. What do these towns have in common Two in California, Sioux Knoll and Idlewild, as well as Talkeetna, Alaska, Rabbit Hash, Kentucky, which I chose purely because of the name, Fairhaven, Vermont, and Georgetown, Colorado.
So,
and it's something political, which is why it's appropriate
political?
Too.
So go over the names, not that I know them. I have Sioux Knoll, Idlewild, Rabbit Hash. What else?
Talkeetna, Alaska, a town mostly known for its bluegrass festival, Rabbit Hash, Kentucky, Fairhaven, Vermont, and Georgetown, Colorado.
You say it's something political.
Do they maybe have independent mayors as opposed to Republican or Democrat?
In a sense. But that's kind of stretching it.
Do they all have dog mayors by any chance?
Yes, they all have or have had animals as mayors.
All right.
And the list of animals is pretty broad. A lot of dogs, but chickens and goats and lizards.
Who is the mayor of Rabbit Hash?
The mayor of Rabbit Hash.
Great name.
The mayor of Rabbit Hash was a border collie named Lucy Liu. The current mayor, as of whenever this article was published, was a French bulldog named Wilbur.
Nice. Hmm. Very good.
Well, I guess if you have a dog for a mayor, you don't have to worry about the FBI coming and raiding your house.
Right, and you can't expect the dog to name a drag queen.
That's true.
You never
Thanks,
know.
All.
Thanks.
Good question.
Well, maybe rough. Rough and ready. And, okay, let me do a couple questions here. So as of 2023, now this is as of 2023, I don't think anything has changed, but we'll see. As of 2023, there were 5 U.S. states that had no direct international destination flights. In other words, you could connect to another flight in the United States and go to an international destination, but you could not get a direct international flight. Anyway, that means Mexico and Canada too. So as of 2023, there were 5 U.S. states that had no direct international destination flights. I'll give you each one guess on this.
How about Arkansas?
Arkansas is one. Very good.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. How
Why well? did you try to go to Paris from Arkansas, Kira?
No. Thankfully, since evidently I would not have been able to.
No, you would not.
Do you think the others are in the South, or do you think they're more like South?
I think one of them. Idaho? I'm guessing that one of them is a flyover state.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Yeah, they're close to Canada. Okay, I'll go.
No, I didn't say they're close to Canada. I just said
No, I'm just trying to think they might, the ones that are near Canada might have liked that, but I'll go with South Dakota.
South Dakota is one. Very good. Okay. So just to repeat the question. As of 2023, there were 5 U.S. states with no direct international destination flights. In other words, you could not get a direct flight to a foreign country from this state. And so far, we have Arkansas and South Dakota. All right. So much for that. And according to a UN agency, what 2 countries in the world have the highest percentage of their population that have tried marijuana? The U.S. is 3rd on this list, by the way.
Really?
Yes, we are 3rd. We're working on
it. Got to try harder. Okay.
Yes. According to a UN agency, what 2 countries have the highest percentage of their population that has tried marijuana? The U.S. is 3rd. What are 1 and 2?
Out of curiosity, what is the percentage?
It's in the not quite a quarter.
All right.
So, I mean, Netherlands seems like it should work here, but it's probably like not. But I'm still going to guess it. Netherlands.
That's a reasonable guess, I would say. But no, it's not the Netherlands.
I'm going to guess Mexico.
Mexico is not one.
All right.
So once more, according to a UN agency, what 2 countries have the highest percentage of their population that have tried marijuana? The U.S. is 3rd, so don't say the U.S. And see if you can come up with those. Or I'll give you one more here. Who was the only gay person on the United Kingdom currency currently?
Yeah, a gay person we know for sure, right? There might be others.
Yes, we know. Yeah. We know them.
I don't even know who's on you said, I'm sorry, UK currency?
Yeah, English currency. Yeah.
How about Alan Turing?
That Alan Turing is correct.
Oh, that's very good.
He's on the 50 pound note, by the way.
Oh, excellent.
Good for him. Nice work. Yeah.
All right. One more. In what country is the most common last name the same as that of the longest serving leader of that country? And you can draw whatever conclusions you want from that. In what country is the most common last name the same as that of the longest serving leader?
About Liberia.
What's that name?
Oh,
country. Yeah, of course the name comes into it, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll say Johnson.
Well, that makes a certain amount of sense, doesn't it? But no, not John. Not Liberia, not Johnson.
Okay.
Is the person currently the leader?
They are not.
Right.
But they were the leader for many, many, many years.
Yeah, the most ever. Okay.
So once more, in what country is the most common last name the same as that of their longest serving leader? And I will say this leader is a 20th century leader, just so you know.
Audience, we need you on this one.
Okay. All right. And remember, we want to hear from you. So those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So happy summer solstices. And with that, let's talk about world geography. First question, what world city is known as the mind of Western civilization? As the mind of Western civilization.
Oh, it's Cairo here.
Yeah.
No. Close.
No. Alexandria.
What is the other one?
Alexandria.
On the Mediterranean, remember? A big library. A huge library that was burned.
Yes.
Which one?
Alexandria.
The Library of Alexandria.
Yes. How many books were burned in the Great Library of Alexandria? 100,000, half a million, or over 1 million?
Over 1 million.
Over 1 million. So, you know, when it was online, people say burn their books. And they actually were very advanced. Don't forget Hypatia, not only postulated that planets, including gas, go around the sun, but also were going around the sun elliptical orbit, which 1,200 years later, Copernicus and Galileo and the rest of them adopted the theory saying their own elliptical orbit. Okay, very quickly, what region of the world did the battle of David and Goliath took place?
It was in Gaza.
It was in Gaza. Funny how history repeats itself. Okay, so what happened after the Mongols, when they attacked Egypt and defeated, this also was in Gaza. What was the name of the battle?
I don't know.
I know it's a difficult question. So I'll tell you the answer. It was the battle of Ain Zalut. Ain means the spring. And Zalut, with a G, by the way, means the spring of Julius. Zalut is an Arabic word or whatever, Latin word for Julius. So it was it was the Battle of Julius. And, so Egypt was mentioned in the Bible over 700 times. How about Israel? How many is the name Israel? As Israel is the old, you know, the old people, old nation, was mentioned in Egyptian history.
Well, I don't think Israel was mentioned very much because it wasn't seen as a country, was it? I mean, it wasn't.
The Israelites are mentioned in the Old Testament.
Yeah, but as Israelite, not Israel.
Israel itself, as people, was mentioned in Egypt how many times?
I don't know.
You know, ancient Egyptian history.
Twice.
No. Okay, I'll tell you. Once. And yeah, only once in all of the 5,000 year history, about 3,000 years ago, 35 years ago, and the word was Israel lie defeated. Okay, Very quickly. So today is definitely the celebrating summer solstice. The ancient Egyptian created our year, we use today, 6,265 years ago, using one star in heaven. Which star?
Betelgeuse.
Say it again?
Is this one Betelgeuse, or it's the other one?
No, Betelgeuse. No.
Sirius. Yeah, I always forget when it's going to be Sirius and when it's going to be...
Sirius it is. Yes, in fact, Sirius translated into the star of Isis, the good, beautiful, ancient Egyptian. Well, not only that, they created the week, 7 days, the month, 30 days, and the year, 360 days, then they added 5 days and a quarter. These people knew a lot. We don't really know 6,000 years ago how much knowledge he had to have this great has science, history, everything, and we should look more into that. I think there were civilization for even longer than that, and we have lost it all. All of great show. Again, thank you very much, and wish you the best, beautiful day and year. Thank you again. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And Kira, I believe it's your turn.
All right. I have a lead-in question followed by another question. So my lead-in is this. Roughly this time last year, London Breed appointed our city's first drag laureate. Who is she? Who is our city's first drag laureate? Rather, I should say, who is San Francisco's first drag laureate?
Boy, I don't know. Dana, you on this one? Our first, San Francisco's first drag laureate?
I assume it's one of the more prominent drag queens in San Francisco. Like, a Jinx Monsoon, somebody like that.
I think she's from Seattle, but I think. I could be wrong.
Thanks for making me look bad.
But yes, she's a hardworking lady, this one.
All right.
It's
not one of the sisters, is it?
No. No, it's not. So what do you think about that? I'm going to give you some professional surnames of San Francisco drag queens, and I just want you to tell me their professional first name. So this should be very easy. It'll be another list question, so prepare to write. And once again, I'm giving you their professional, their drag name, surname. You just have to give me the drag name, first name.
Uh-oh.
So here we go. Number one is Del Mar. Number two is Christ. Number three is Moore, and that's spelled M-O-R-E and an exclamation point. Number four is Mahogany. Number five is Motor Lodge. Number six is Carr, C-A-R-R. Number seven is, yes, double R. Number seven is Monroe. Number eight is Asada. Number nine is Wynn, W-Y-N-N. And the last one is Times, T-Y-M-E-S. I just need to fix my list here real quick. There we go. So again, it's Del Mar, Christ, Moore, with an exclamation point, Mahogany, Motor Lodge, Carr, C-A-R-R, Monroe, Asada, Wynn, and Times. What are their first names?
Well, Peaches Christ.
That was the only one I might have known. Is that it?
Peaches Christ is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry. Would you mind going through the list just once more? I might know.
Yes. More. Del Mar, Moore, Mahogany, Motor Lodge, Carr, Monroe, Asada, Wynn, Times.
It's not Juanita Moore, is it? No, that's the actress.
It is Juanita Moore.
Is it Juanita Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. With the exclamation point.
With the exclamation point. That's right.
I'm giving all my guesses to Dana. I don't know.
No, that's it. My immediate response.
Okay. Yeah. And again, looking for the city's first drag laureate and the current drag laureate, since she was appointed for 18 months last June.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Peter from Florida calling. Ted Danson played the baseball pitcher on Cheers.
Yes.
Was that, that's one of your answers, right?
No.
Cheers is not a named for a character. Like, there's no main character named Cheers on that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, so, but you, I'm just going from the clue, you said it was in Body Heat, and that, and Ted Danson, I know he played.
Oh,
of course.
Ted Danson's the answer. Yeah.
He did play. I'm giving it away. I barely remember the question, right? So Ted Danson was the assistant DA on that show.
Yes, you're halfway there. I will give you that. So if maybe Lori and Dana want to tag team an answer with you.
He was the lead on Becker. Is it
Becker?
There
you go.
That's it.
Yes. The rest of the question was you had to give the show where he's the title character. So yes, Becker is correct. I would have accepted Mr. Mayor as well. But nice effort from Peter and Dana. No,
that's good.
Halfway there.
Okay, I was halfway there. So listen, let's lighten up a little bit because I made up I'm looking for the pun. This is definitely Minds Over Matter. What is the pun associated with this? I just made this up yesterday or today. Ready? Why do reindeer or caribou, same thing, eat algae and fungi?
Why do reindeer or caribou eat algae or fungi?
We got to get it to
no,
Peter's.
No, eat algae and joke. Fungi. Why do caribou eat algae and fungi?
Let's see.
No, I'm not particularly.
There's a pun in here we don't see right away.
Yeah.
Do you know what algae and fungi is? There's a name for that combination when it grows on trees.
Lichen.
That's it. That's why they eat it, because it's to their lichen. That's what I'm saying. I'm like inviting the punchline, the combination there. Okay, you see what I'm saying? It's to their lichen. Yeah. Anyway, so okay. Now here's real lighthearted. Ready? Did you hear about Captain Corn on the Cob? Captain Corn on the Cob. What do you see?
I'm all ears.
No.
Very good, Kira.
That's good.
Captain Corn on the Cob was promoted to what?
Colonel. Something with Colonel.
That's it. You got it. Promoted to Colonel. That's where jokes come from. So that was just a little fun Minds Over Matter.
You skipped major.
Sometimes punchline takes a little. That's what it is. Minds Over Matter. How do you twist reality a certain way that makes you laugh? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Feel free to give us a call. We would love to hear from you. If you have a question or would like to answer one of ours, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Tina has emailed to say that, wait a minute, Darcy Drolinger is the drag laureate.
She is.
There you go.
Co-owner, or perhaps full owner at this point. I don't actually know, of SF Oasis. Also ran Meals on Heels during the pandemic. Darcy Drolinger. Nice job.
And it's Honey Mahogany.
Is this the same person who's answering this? I'm sorry, what was her name?
Tina.
Tina. Nice job, Tina. Honey Mahogany is correct.
And Mercedes Monroe.
Mercedes Monroe is also correct.
But she makes the point that there are multiple Monroes. There's Ruby Red Monroe and Paju Monroe.
Wow.
So,
and yet she knew which one I meant. So good for her. Mercedes is what I had.
Okay, good job. All right, thank you. And it is a little past halfway. So let's quickly repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. And Kira, start with you.
All right. I've given you the names of some characters in movies and the titles of those movies. Your job is to figure out who played that character and then to identify the television show in which that person starred as a title character. So the two we have left are Kathy Morningside in Miss Congeniality and Heimdall, who is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Also, I've given you the professional surnames of some San Francisco drag queens. I just want you to tell me their professional first names. And the few we have left are Del Mar, Motor Lodge, Carr, Asada, Wynn, and Times.
So if I just flashed on this because this is a movie that Greg likes a lot. Kathy Morningside, is that Candace Bergen?
I will answer only.
Okay, so if it's Candace Bergen, you're looking for a TV show, then it'll be Murphy Brown, right?
Yes, okay, Murphy Brown is the correct answer to that.
All right. There we go. Okay, thank you. And yes, I'm sorry, Lori, go ahead.
I am looking for three Broadway musicals in which the lead role has been nominated five different times for Best Actor or Best Actress, and we don't have any yet. We know that one was a Rodgers and Hammerstein show, and the other two aren't. All really well known. Obviously, the original role got it, and then four other times in revivals, the lead person was nominated. There's one man and one woman, and I'm not telling you the other. And that's all I have.
Is Merrily We Roll Along one of them?
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it hasn't been. It's only had like two runs, and I think the first one was not successful. So recently it was, but not five.
He said that there is a Rodgers and Hammerstein show on that list.
Yes. The shows are classic Broadway musicals.
Right.
You know them well. You'll be singing them in the shower tonight. Anyway, leave that out there, and that's all I have.
Okay. As of 2023, there were five U.S. states with no direct international destination flights. In other words, if you wanted a flight to Bangladesh, then you had to switch to another plane in someplace in the United States first. So as of 2023, these five states had no international direct destination flights. So far, we have Arkansas and South Dakota. And so what are the other states on that list? According to a UN agency, what two countries have the highest percentage of their population that have tried marijuana? The U.S. is third, by the way. So don't say the U.S. So what are those two countries? And these two countries are not that far apart. Just so you know, somebody has guessed, and I will say, I want to give them credit. Catherine guessed Jamaica, which is an extremely logical guess, but no, it's not Jamaica. And in what country is the most common last name the same as that of their longest serving leader? That leader is no longer serving, but he was there for quite a long time. So what is the name of that country and the name of the leader? All right. CM is wondering if countries that have tried the most pot, Canada, Germany, or England, and it's none of the above. And the countries with no international flights, New Mexico and Montana. No, that's not true either. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Am I on the air?
You are.
Okay, is it Asada Iman? I don't think so. Asada Iman.
Oh, no, Asada's the surname. It's something Asada, if that helps.
Okay. And I have a question. Why did the music group The Doors choose that particular name for their group?
It was from the Aldous Huxley, Doors of Perception.
Yes.
Doors of Perception.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, and Jim Morrison lived right across the street from me.
No kidding.
Lived in the house across the street. Yep.
Where was that?
There's a big Victorian across the street, and he lived in the turret of the big Victorian on the top floor for oh gosh, I don't know, all through high school. Because his dad was in the Navy. His dad was posted to the Alameda Naval Air Base.
So this was in Alameda? Or in Oklahoma?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Was he Jim
Burke? If you'd like to figure out where Dana lives, as it turns out, across the street.
People still come by all the time and ask for
that. Do they really?
Yeah.
And did you know him?
I make a lot of money after that. What's that?
Did you know him at all?
No, that was before my time.
Okay.
So, yes, he kept to himself, I understand. All right. Let's see. Now, Laura, you just did a question, right? Or you have
no,
a question.
I didn't.
All right, go.
All right. Well, Donald Sutherland passed away this week, and I was looking at his career. He had 199 film credits. I'm going to give you his name in six different movies. Tell me the movie. All pretty well-known movies. First one is President Snow. Number two is Calvin Jarrett. Number three is Benjamin Pierce. Number four is Vernon L. Pinkley. Number five is Alex Morrison. And number six is just a single word, Homer. So who in what movie did Donald Sutherland play President Snow? Calvin Jarrett, Benjamin Pierce, Vernon L. Pinkley, Alex Morrison, and Homer. And it's a tribute to Donald Sutherland, whose career I enjoyed quite a bit. Give you one and a half each.
I can only do one. So
which one?
If Dana can do more than one, can I go first?
Yes.
Yeah, go.
Okay, from this list, Benjamin Pierce is in MASH.
Yes. Right. Everyone knows him as Hawkeye. His full name is Benjamin Franklin Hawkeye Pierce. Very good. Dana, which one do you have, or two?
Well, I think Joanne had President Snow from The Hunger Games.
That is correct.
So give her credit for that.
However many Hunger Games there are, he was in all of them. Okay.
And, well, I'm sorry, what were the other ones again?
Calvin Jarrett, Vernon L. Pinkley, Alex Morrison, and Homer.
Well, Homer is from a very interesting film that I don't think made a buck, from the book Day of the Locust.
Absolutely true. A great movie that didn't make a buck. It really,
and he was very good in it.
Yeah, 1975. Okay.
And Vernon L. Pinkley was from the Dirty Dozen. He was
correct. He was kind of the what was he, psychopathic? I forget right. what he was. But okay, so we only have two left. That's good. Calvin Jarrett and Alex Morrison. Leave those out to the audience. Go ahead.
Oh no, nope. I was just unsure about one of the names. But I'll ask it later if nobody else
gets
it.
Okay, we have a little time. Yep. We're good. Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I've got some... this is Sandy calling from the supermarket parking lot.
Hi.
About...
Gypsy!
Oh,
that's it? Gypsy, Mama Rose.
I was driving down the street singing, people... And the is the Rodgers and Hammerstein South Pacific?
It is not.
I'm surprised.
I am a little bit, but it isn't. It didn't have five nominations. Do you know any of the names of the people nominated for Gypsy? Want to run through the list?
Oh my God! Well, Ethel Merman, yes. Angela Lansbury, Tyne
yes.
Daly,
oh,
Patti LuPone,
yes.
And there's somebody else, and I can't remember who.
Bernadette Peters, we'll give it to you. But boy, you are the Gypsy Queen. Very nice.
You and Cher.
One of my favorite shows. I was surprised that nobody got it before now. So
I'm
thank you very much.
Oh, thank Bye-bye. You. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Likewise, toll free 866-798-8. 255. All right, let me give you a quick question here. In 2022, the first two gay people on U.S. currency, and they're on quarters, I will give you that, appeared. So who are they? Who are the first two gay people on U.S. currency? They're deceased, but they're 20th century people. The first two gay people on U.S. currency, they are on quarters.
Were these people out during their lifetime? Or
I believe so. One more quietly than the other, but they were both out.
They are either one of them a woman?
They are both women.
All right. How about Amelia Earhart?
Have you heard something that I haven't heard? maybe. Yeah.
Rumors.
No, not Amelia Earhart. No.
Okay.
Okay, and we're not. Yeah, see, Eleanor Roosevelt, she's like rumored, but.
Oh, well, yeah, right? That's not.
Okay.
No,
Right, okay.
No, these are. Actual, she's on the corner. They're people that are actually.
Joanne thinks it's Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah, that's again. That's sort of not.
These are the rumors. These are more
rumor than it. But okay, no, these people are actually out.
They were out. Okay.
Yeah,
and not Ellen DeGeneres is not on a quarter, right?
No, not yet. Okay. No. Right. Who are the first two gay people on U.S. currency? They are on quarters, and they're both women. So keep it in mind.
Good.
All right.
We should know.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, so I have a question. Excuse me, I have a guess on the U.S. quarters. What about Shirley Chisholm?
Oh, that's a very interesting guess. Was she ever in a quarter? No, but it's not Shirley Chisholm, not one of the two.
Okay, and then the other guess I have is for you were asking about the Donald Sutherland movies.
Yes.
Calvin, Jared, that would be Ordinary People?
It would be Ordinary People, one of my favorite roles. Very, very good. Very good.
Okay, nicely thanks done. Very much. Great show.
Thank you. And we do have a couple of lines open, so why don't you give us a call and we'll get you on. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. All right, let me look at this for a minute.
While you look at that, can I give you my quarter guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sally Ride?
Sally Ride is one.
Yes. Oh, nice. Very good.
Ride, Sally Ride. Yes. All right, excellent. States without international flights. And somebody says Rhode Island, no. And Delaware, yes. Delaware does have no international flight. There is some rule that's keeping Delaware from having international flights. And I think it's because of the proximity to all the airports that are major airports that are around that area, Washington and Philadelphia. And that's all I know about that. And so that was Rita. Thank you, Rita. And Chris is wondering that now I'm. He just says Heimdall, Idris Elba, Luther.
That is all correct. Nice job, right. Chris. You there said Chris, right?
Okay. Yeah, Chris.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Nice job, Chris.
So you're right. Kira? Kira, what was the chain there? Explain the
answer. So Heimdall is a character played by Idris Elba, and Idris Elba was the main character and the title character of Luther, the show Luther.
All right, good. I'm glad they got that. Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter.
Hi, you're on.
For countries that have tried pot, how about the Netherlands?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't hear you very well. Just speak up a little bit for me, if you would.
For countries that have tried marijuana,
right?
How about the Netherlands?
The Netherlands. Well, the Netherlands is a very logical guess, but it's not the Netherlands.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
40,000 years ago, the human population of the Earth was roughly equal to which of these? The current population of A, the United States, B, the U.S. west of the Mississippi, C, California, D, the Bay Area, E, San Francisco.
So, I'm sorry, did you say 40,000 years ago?
30,000 years ago, yeah.
30,000 years ago. Okay.
Not that it would matter. Okay, so you want to know the population of the world at that time, which it compares to, right?
I think it's going to be on the low side, and I will start the bidding at, I'll say Bay Area. I won't go so low as San Francisco. Bay Area.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to say San Francisco.
You have to say San Francisco.
Yes.
Is he right?
Good job.
All right.
I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you very much. Man, that was the time to buy the real estate.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We've got a few minutes left, and that means we have time to take a call from you. So all you have to do is give us a call, 415-841-4134, or toll-free, 866-798-8255. And all right, does anybody have a very quick question they want to throw in?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
All right. About a month ago, Berkeley had its citizens have an election. They were naming four things, and on the ballot were, let's see what I have here, Beezus, Ramona, Henry, and Ralph from Beverly Cleary Stories, and the one that won was Knox, Sol, Eclipse, and Aurora. What were we voting on?
Wait a minute. I missed the first part of that.
Okay, the city of Berkeley was having this election to name four things, and I'm not going to tell you what those things are. That's what the question is. And they had a ballot, and we got to vote as citizens. And one of the choices was Beezus, Ramona, Henry, and Ralph to honor Beverly Cleary, who went to Berkeley. And the other one that won, the things were Knox, Sol, Eclipse, and Aurora. So what were they asking the citizens of Berkeley, kind of in a jovial way, to name?
Huh.
Oh, good.
Is it something robotic?
No.
Or mechanical? No.
I'd say it's the opposite.
Okay, so it is live creatures.
Live creatures is exactly the way to think about it.
That's weird.
Things. Yeah.
And is it something that was born on the Berkeley campus?
Yes.
Are these animals that they're
yes.
wanting?
Are they the
ones that nest in the campanile?
They are. They are four falcons that were born in the campanile.
Right.
And so they had the people decide between Beezus, Ramona, Henry, and Ralph. And the winner, that was Equinox, which they're calling Knox, Solstice, who they're calling Sol, Eclipse, and Aurora. Good. Yeah. So
good use of public funds.
It is. It is. Yeah. It was kind of fun. Very good.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Good. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a guest for the states with no international flights. What about Idaho?
You know, Idaho was going to be the sixth one on that list. And then since this list is from 2023, I had to recheck them all. And Idaho has since gotten flights that go to Canada, I believe, now. So, yes, I can't count Idaho.
Good fact.
All right,
checking.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And if you'd like to give us a quick call, 415-841-4134, or take toll-free 866-798-8255. Michael is wondering, in marijuana country, Jamaica, of course, that's normal that would come up. But it's not Jamaica, and that sort of surprises me. I will repeat that these two countries are geographically quite close to each other, just so you know. And I'm trying to think. I want to see if I missed any of the emails here. Let me look. No. And let's see. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes. Hi. I have some guesses for the drag laureate. And then the surname. So Carne Asada.
Carne Asada is correct.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Peaches Christ, I think, was already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
We got Honey Mahogany.
Yes.
And we got Juanita Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of blanking on the surnames while I was waiting. Do you mind telling me the remaining ones that are
open? The ones that are left are Del Mar, Motor Lodge, Carr, Wynn, and Times.
Trixie Carr.
Trixie Carr is correct.
Gosh, you got some good ones there.
you seem to know your drag. So I'll point out that Times is currently the Sophia in the Golden Girls, if that helps.
Oh, Sophia in the Golden Girls.
Yes, used to be Cookie Dough.
Cookie Dough. Gosh.
Yeah. But now it is somebody whose last name is Times, if that helps.
Gosh. It's not Loretta Moore or Peggy Legs. Going old school. But hey, I have a guess on the marijuana country, too.
Yes.
Could it be Spain?
It is not Spain. No.
Oh, so close to Amsterdam. Well, happy Friday, everyone. Thanks for being there.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good call.
And Chris is wondering if the marijuana countries are Wales and Scotland.
Whoa.
No, it's not Wales and Scotland. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ted in San Francisco, or as last week you referred to me as Mr. Ted.
Mr. Ted, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. Del Mar is Pollo Del Mar.
Pollo Del Mar.
Oh.
That is correct.
Okay. And that's it.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Ted.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye. And let's see, what should we do here? Let me look at this once more. Jamaica, no, people keep saying Jamaica. It's not Jamaica. All right, time to clean up.
Is one of your states with no international flights, is what about West Virginia?
Yes, West Virginia. Now, how did you come to that conclusion, may I ask?
Oh, because West Virginia is just, it doesn't really have much in the way of, I don't think it has that many airports in the first place. And then, it's sort of tucked toward the middle of the country. It's the quintessential flyover state. So I just kind of figured probably also it did not have
international
flights. That was my thinking. I don't know what the fifth one is, though. No idea. So cleaning up. I don't know how much. There we go. I have some drag queen names. It is Becky Motor Lodge, Heroin, and Whole Lot of Times. That is all I have.
All right. And Lori.
I have one Donald Sutherland movie. It is Alex Morrison.
Oh, is this the invasion of the pod people?
It
or
is
body
not.
Snatchers?
No, it's not this body snatcher. It's Alex in Wonderland, which was this kind of surreal take.
Oh, he played a
Wonderland.
Director.
Yeah. That's right, making a movie about that. And then in the one that I thought everybody would get, which is about the Broadway plays multi-nominated, the correct answers were Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof, Zero Mostel, Herschel Bernardi, Chaim Topol, Alfred Molina, and Danny Burstein. And then the other one, the Rodgers and Hammerstein. They didn't want to get it. The King and I. The character of Aaron and the King and I. I don't have all the names. I have Gertrude Lawrence, Kelly O'Hara, and Donna Murphy. And for some reason, I don't have the other two. So those were the three, Mama Rose and Gypsy, Anna and Anna, and the King and I, and Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof. And that's what I have.
All right. As of 2023, there were five U.S. states with no direct international destination flights in the U.S. Arkansas, Delaware, South Dakota, West Virginia, and Nebraska. And according to a UN agency, what two countries have the highest percentage of their population have tried marijuana? The U.S. is third, and that would be New Zealand and Australia. New Zealand. Oh. And in what country is the most common last name the same as that of their longest-serving leader? That would be Albania, and the name would be Hoxha. It's spelled H-O-X-A-H-A. So it looks like Hoxha, but it's Hoxha. Enver Hoxha was the 40-year dictator of that. And the first two gay people on U.S. currency quarters, Kira got Sally Ride. The other is Nina Otero Warren. And I believe they are still currently on those quarters. All right. If we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teacher at Dabo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, our thanks to Joanne Marr for handling the board and the phones. And, above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We appreciate it very much, and we do hope you will join us next Saturday, where I will feel better, I'm sure, next Saturday morning. And we look forward to that, as always. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and take care. Bye-bye.